Now, I don't know about you, but I love singing. I'm not very good at it. I can't ever hit the right pitch. I make my own up, Charlie. And I can't remember who it was. Someone says, Monte, I can say one thing about your singing. It's loud. But it's wonderful to see you here, and I hope you enjoyed that singing. Singing, let me move my mic down. Singing touches the soul. God knew what he was doing when he said, sing songs of praises and of psalms to one another and to me. Because it touches the heart. It brings up the spirit. And I don't know about you, but after a good round of singing with Christians, I feel better. I think that's the way it should be. The fruit of the Spirit is kindness. Think about it. What is kindness? How do we nurture it? How do we unlock it and express it? You know, sometimes kids are the best teachers when it comes to kindness. Now, they can also be the total opposite. But often, kids understand kindness. They need it, and they're willing to give it. You know, I was just teasing Sam. It was a while back, and I said, oh, Sam, can I have a bite? I didn't really want a bite. I thought he'd say no. But boy, that hand went up, and you know, his half-chewed candy was there. He was willing. Kindness. Well, let's start off by saying, kindness conquers selfishness. That might seem obvious. Kindness is defined in part by that which it won't tolerate. Self-centeredness. Kindness and self-centeredness are kind of like opposites. They're kind of mutually exclusive. They fight one another. You know, most self-centered people are only kind to you when they want something. I don't know if you ever noticed that. Or when they think they can get something out of it. Where Christians are to be kind when they don't. And don't expect to get anything out of it. So would you like to break out of your selfish ways? Let's look for ways to express kindness. Any ideas? How do we show kindness to people? Sharing. Half-chewed candy. Encouraging words. Only two things? Come! There's nobody in here kind? Example. Give one. Sometimes kids know the best way to show kindness. Now, how do people think of you? I mean, sometimes we have very high opinions of ourselves, don't we? When they ask somebody, tell me the truth, what do you really think about me? Of course, only do it if you're willing to really hear. Because sometimes we might find out that people think we're a little more egotistical as we think. When we lose ourselves in kindness, we are going to become new people. More likable, more pleasant to be around, and more than likely we're going to have a few less enemies, won't we? Kindness has power. But what if we don't lose our enemies? What if those who don't like us, who oppose us, still aren't nice to us? Then what? even then, express love and common kindness. Let's listen to the Master, Matthew 5, 43 through 48. This is our Master Jesus speaking here. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemies. Sounds good. Hey, I can handle that. But I say to you, love your enemies. Pray for those who hurt you. If you do this, you will be true children of the Father in heaven. He causes the sun to rise on good people and on evil people. He sends rain to those who do right and to those who do wrong. If you love only the people who love you, you will get no reward. Even the tax collectors do that. And if you are only nice to your friends, you are no better than other people. Even those who don't know God are nice to their friends. So you must be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. What's kindness like? Well, I think it kind of starts off how we feel. The joy, the sadness, there's up times and down times. Kindness then learns to feel what others are feeling. What do you do if someone's sad? You share that feeling with them if you're Christian. What if they're happy? You share that feeling with them. You know, sometimes the best way to show kindness is to keep the mouth shut and just give a hug or a smile. That's a wonderful sign of kindness. And this shows us something about kindness, doesn't it? Kindness is an action. It's not words. It can be words, but it's much more. So when we feel what other feels, we celebrate when they celebrate. Even if we're not feeling like celebrating ourselves, we need to learn to celebrate when our fellow Christians celebrate, particularly. But kindness also feels the hurt. And it shares that hurt. We can say it takes partial ownership of someone else's hurt. Kindness begins in me when I reach toward you and come alongside to share what you are feeling. So kindness feels what others feel. Romans 12. Let's read Romans 12, 14 through 16. I love this verse. I wish we'd practice it more. Wish good for those who harm you. Wish them well and do not curse them. Be happy with those who are happy and be sad with those who are sad. Live in peace with each other. Do not be proud, but make friends with those who seem unimportant. Do not think how smart you are. See, the Jesus teaching goes at the heart of what God wants of us. Which means Jesus' teachings go against what the world wants and expects. If someone gets mad at me and they're yelling at me, what do they usually expect? That I'm going to get mad and yell back. What does Jesus say? Not if you're mine. Be kind back. It catches people by surprise. Oh, it does. But kindness is more than just sharing feelings. It's an important part. Kindness in me meets needs in you. It is active and practical. practical is the hard part. When we see kindness, it shows itself in particular ways. It smiles. It offers encouraging words. It might mean that we help tutor a student who needs help. It might mean that we mow the lawn of an elderly person in our neighborhood. I mean, not wait till they offer to pay us. We volunteer. I notice your lawn needs to be cut. May I do it? That's kindness. It compliments parents. It compliments children. It compliments friends. It compliments enemies. It shares with brothers and sisters. Kindness is volunteering to help in nursing homes, visiting with elderly people that rarely become visitors. Kindness is setting aside money. Even children who set aside their chore money or money they get from their parents, their allowance, and setting aside a part of it that they might do good for someone else. A good cause. Kindness is a gentle warning to a friend who's walking down a wrong path. Kindness refuses to ridicule. You know, it's easy to ridicule, isn't it? It's easy to join in with all the others when they're ridiculing somebody. True kindness doesn't do that just because someone's different. Kindness is making a decision not to cheat on tests, the government, on anybody. You know, I remember one time I went to the bank. It wasn't here in Apopka. I can't remember where this was anymore. But I went to the bank, and I, you know, put a check in, and I asked for money back. And, you know, the little thing comes down, you know, the shoo, thunk, and you open it up, and I always make sure that I got the right amount of money, and then they put the right amount of money in the bank, and I noticed that the woman had sent back more money than she was supposed to and didn't mark it down. So she was giving me more money than she was supposed to. It was only $10 more. And I said, I pushed a little button. I said, excuse me, ma'am, but you made a mistake. Oh, I do not make mistakes. I says, okay, I'll keep the extra $10. Thank you. Wait. But I kept it kind. So even when people are unkind to us, kindness is there. Kindness takes action. So it doesn't cheat on tests. It doesn't cheat on the government. It doesn't cheat on banks who don't think they make mistakes. James chapter 2. I'm going to read 14 through 17. My brothers and sisters, if people say they have faith but do nothing, their faith is worth nothing. Can faith like that save them? Well, if he's asking the question, the answer's got to be no. A brother or sister in Christ might need clothes or food. You say to that person, God be with you. I hope you stay warm and get plenty to eat. But you do not give what that person needs, your words are worth nothing. In the same way, faith that is alone, that does nothing, is dead. Now, this verse is talking about faith that has no actions. But did you notice the example that James gave? His example was one of kindness. Kindness is not words. Kindness is action. I mean, it can be words, an encouraging word. But what I'm saying is that kindness is action. It's something practical that helps other people in some way. Words, then, without helpful actions are empty. Just like faith that's not willing to do anything. Kindness is love expressing itself. Kindness is what gives love definition, shape, and form. If I say to my wife, I love you, but don't open the door for her, don't help do work in the house, don't do anything for the children, and expect her to serve me all the time, do I truly love her? I would tend to doubt it. Like Gladys is looking at Lee. Did I just get Lee in trouble? I know what love looks like because I've seen Jesus living through the words of the Bible. An example of his kindness. He was a busy man, wasn't he, Jesus? Always constantly being hounded by people to heal, to speak. And one day mothers, maybe parents, I don't know, brought their children to Jesus. And the disciples, get these kids out of here. Jesus is busy. He doesn't have time for children. And Jesus said, wait a moment. Of course I do. Let the children come to me. He took time from his busy schedule to show kindness to the children and their parents, their mothers. Isn't that wonderful? So I know what kindness looks like because I saw that Jesus was kind to people of all shapes and sizes, even children, even prostitutes, even those that everybody else wouldn't have nothing to do with, the lepers. Jesus always was ready with a kind word or a kind action. He was always open to talk. So I learned kindness through him. And our neighbors, how do they know what kindness is? Do they know it through us? Are we showing them the kindness that comes from God? We can say we care. We can say that we love people. And there was one of the children's shows, and the kid said, whatever. Because love is not just talk. I can say, I love pizza. I love root beer. I love my wife. I love the church. I love sleeping late. We love everything in America, don't we? And it appears all at the same level. But actions speak where words often just don't get it across. Kindness proves that we love. Because kindness is an outward, tangible expression of love. If I am not kind, I am not loving. It was already read to us. I only want to read back a part of it. Verse 18 of 1 John 3, my children, we should love people not only with words and talk, but by our action and true caring. If we want to show people God, we must act and care for people. There's no other way. And in verse 22, he said, and God gives us what we ask for because we obey God's commandments and do what pleases him. That's caring and being kind to his creation, the people of his creation. I thumbed through my Bible the other day, tracing out the idea of kindness. I found it used side by side with friendship, generosity, hospitality, warm-heartedness, doing good, expressing love, being helpful, showing sympathy. I saw kindness coupled with understanding, patience, courtesy, thoughtfulness, compassion, and forgiveness. The Bible expresses this idea unmistakably. It is love that proves we have faith, and it is kindness that proves we have love. Without kindness, love is invisible. It's kindness that brings it out in the open. The Bible teaches us that kindness is not something we hoard and offer only to friends and family. Kindness is a gift that we give to all. Let me ask you a question. How would it change what you do today and tomorrow if you decided right now that you would spread kindness to all who needed it? There is great power in kindness. Power to make me a better person. Power to make better every life that I touch. It might begin with how I feel, but those kind feelings need to be expressed in actions. There are things that kindness won't do. We talked about some. Kindness won't gossip. Kindness refuses to cheat. Kindness won't make fun of others. Kindness won't insult others. Kindness doesn't have time to waste on pouting or on jealousy. You know, I was just thinking about how I started to try to win Marianne as my wife. You know how I started that? By being kind to her daughter. Deanna was 5 years old, and I started playing with her in her sandbox. I went over there, and I didn't go talk to Marianne. I started playing with Deanna. And I hope I won her heart by being kind first to her daughter. This week, make an effort first to notice the feelings of others. That's where it's kindness starts. Knowing how people feel. Make an effort to feel with them, and then make an effort to show kindness to that person. It can start with your husband or wives, but try it on neighbors. Try it on people in the stores. You'll shock the socks off of them, being kind to them. When I left 15 years ago, it was commonplace to be kind to people in all situations. Today, if you're kind, they're suspicious of you. And ask yourself, is there anybody I can visit? Is there anybody that I can write a letter of encouragement to? And I know some of you ladies are real good at writing notes of encouragement. Is Edna here? She always sends it to the church, and then I have to figure out how to get it to the people. She sent a card, I'm assuming, to Pete. Yeah, and then I have to figure out where they live to. And gladly do I do that, Edna. And so I sent that card on to their house. I got them both. The first one I actually gave to her. The second one I had to mail. But is there anybody you can visit this week? Anybody that you can write a card to or call on the telephone? Think about ways that you can express your feelings. But whatever you do, don't let it just stay a feeling unexpressed. Show kindness and thereby show the love of God. Kindness is a fruit of the Spirit. It expresses itself in those who are children of God. And those moved to act kindly by the Spirit of God. How is it with you? Are you being moved by the Spirit of God to act kindly to all people? Even those you don't like? Or are you being moved by the spirit of this world to be unkind? Why don't you make or decide this evening to make a decision to let yourself be moved by the Spirit of God, that you will make efforts to be kind to all people you come in contact with. Make it a point this week to be kind to strangers. Make it a point to be kind to your neighbor, to your husbands and your wives and your children. Or maybe you don't have the Spirit of God at all within you. How can you develop kindness, true kindness, without the Spirit of God? There's only one way to get the Spirit of God. Tammy chose to do that just not long ago. One must be baptized to receive the Spirit of God. There's much more that goes on when all this happens. The Spirit plays a part in our rejuvenation, our rebirth, our washing away of our sins. It's all tied in together. Jesus plays a part. The Spirit plays a part. God, the Father, plays a part in our salvation. But it starts with a decision that we make to wash away our sins and to follow after Jesus. Because then we get the gift of the Spirit. And it's the Spirit that enables us to be kind, truly kind, to all people. Think about that. Make a decision for Jesus. Make a decision for the fruit of the Spirit. Come as we stand and sing.